Welcome again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. A lot of talk, of course, on the healthcare front and what's likely to happen or not happen, or what people hope will happen to the Affordable Care Act in this new Congress, new administration. We're keeping a close eye on things here on Clear Path, and no one more so than Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, we're going to talk about Medicare now. Medicare, of course, is the federal program that provides health coverage for individuals who are 65 or older or have a severe disability. It's been a huge benefit. It's kept millions of people out of poverty, not to be confused with Medicaid, which is an income-based program. So let's allay some fears here. What do you see on the horizon with regard to Medicare?
There are no current plans to make any changes to Medicare. All of this talk on television about the Affordable Care Act doesn't really impact Medicare. And it's important to note that any plan changes to your Medicare as it exists today would not take effect until 2018 at the earliest. So that's very important. If you have basic Medicare with Part A, hospital insurance, Part B, medical insurance, Part D, prescription drug coverage, that still remains. Or if you have the alternative, Medicare Advantage plans, which are Part C, and they're administered by private companies, that will continue until open enrollment at the end of the year.
Let's talk about cost a minute, because there are impacts there. Prescription drug costs continue to increase. Do you have a sense of what's likely in terms of those costs?
Well, we've seen steady growth in those costs over the last couple of years. Certainly this last year, there were small increases on prescription benefit costs. Rate increases for 2018, for next year, will be announced by the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services this July. So very soon, we'll know what those rate increases will be that are effective January of 2018. As in every other year, as I mentioned, Medicare open enrollment is open in the fall. And during that time, people can look at their coverage and costs and shop for plans that may be better for them.
So something Catherine Collinson points out is the fact that there are 10,000 Americans turning 65 each and every day, and Medicare coverage starts at 65 for most. What do people need to know and do if they're in the ballpark of those of 65?
It's the same as always. It's 7 months. It's the 3 months before your 65th birthday, the month of your 65th birthday, and the 3 months after. You have to sign up for Medicare during that time. You need to do that because if you don't, you will be hit with a monthly penalty for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you'd like to set a timer or a clock or something, make sure that that doesn't happen. But just remember, if you're approaching 65 within 7 months, pay heed. Sign up for Medicare. You may need it and be very glad that you did so on time.
And again, it's really important that any changes in law would take at least a year and up to several years to take effect. And there is nothing right now that is changing in Medicare.
Great. Well, that's hopefully some reassurance out there for all of those who depend on this vital government program to provide health coverage. Hector, thanks as always for your insights and guiding us through these sometimes complex issues. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.